Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 74. Today, we're going to be talking about young adult estate planning. Now, we've talked about this issue before. I think it's really important, and it's often overlooked by people who think that you only need estate planning documents if you are married with children, if you have a lot of assets. But honestly, everybody who is an adult needs to have certain documents in place. If you have college students or if you have college students in your life, then they need to have certain documents in place so that you can take care of things for them. As their parent or their grandparent, you have no legal right to get their healthcare information anymore. You have no legal right to get information about their bank accounts or their vehicle, if the vehicle is titled in their name. You need some legal documents in place in order to do these things for them. And if they are, especially if they're out of town at school, they need some things in place so that you can take care of things for them. Now, they will need to sign a HIPAA authorization. This is a document that allows you to get medical information. Think about if they are out of town, or even if they're in town, but in school, and they go to the health center, there's some kind of an emergency. The doctors and nurses are not allowed to talk to you, to give you information, or even to let you know that they are there, unless they have authorization to release that information to you. That can be done with a HIPAA authorization. Similarly, you'll want a healthcare power of attorney. That healthcare power of attorney gives the agents the ability to make healthcare decisions for a person if they aren't capable of making their own healthcare decisions. Now, if you're a parent, you know that you have made healthcare decisions for your children all of their lives. But if they are over the age of 18, you don't have that ability anymore. And without a healthcare power of attorney in place, a guardianship is going to be required. And that's where probate court gives you the legal authority to do these things. You can avoid that with a simple healthcare power of attorney. Lastly, you want to get a general power of attorney in place. This allows you as the agent for the principal to access bank accounts, to get information on assets, to deal with any personal matters, any personal non-healthcare matters that your young adult child needs help with while they are away. So those three documents are documents that every adult needs. Even your young adult college age students, they need a HIPAA authorization, a healthcare power of attorney, and a general power of attorney. So now that they are home for the holidays, it's a great time to get those in place. If you're in Ohio or in Michigan and you need help getting those in place, we're happy to help you. Reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes. I hope that's helpful for you. Next week is Christmas, and so I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas, wonderful holidays, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.